Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Well, here we are connecting once again on the show. And man, am I excited that you're here? And I'm so excited about this show with a return guest and all. So how did we get so lucky, I wonder? So not only am I grateful to have another conversation with this guest, I'm also grateful that you're joining us tonight. So let's get started. Now, this show, do you have any guesses to what the topic is about? Well, we are going to be combining a couple of themes from the last couple of shows. One theme is the idea of business and you, and the other is creation. So this show is going to be combined with business and you, and I wonder what are the possibilities. We're going to look at the different angles of that. Since the title of the show is, are you in the creation and recreation of you and your business? So the creation and recreation of you and your business. Yeah, I wonder what we will discover with that. Now, let's begin first by clearing and getting clear on what this is for you. What you creating and recreating you and your business in this reality is for you. How does it get any better than that? I love that question. And again, I wonder. Now, before I bring the live guest on, let's go through some of these questions and do some clearing like we usually do on the show. So here are some questions that we can get clear on. Here they are. So are you in the creation recreation ship of you and your business? What does that look like for you? Have you acknowledged that this is even possible? Have you even considered it? In what different point of view are you willing to open yourself up to now when it comes to this? Are you hard on yourself when it comes to creating you and your business? Have you ever considered recreating you and it? So everything this brings up for you, let's clear it now. So let's take a deep breath in like we usually do with all the heavy. And release all of it now on the exhale. And if you know pun puck, use pun puck. Wow. Thank you. There's some charge on that, right? So what choice are you not choosing when it comes to the possibility of you and your business? And where have you let others determine you and what you think you're supposed to be when it comes to your business and you, really? Have you identified yourself based on what others perceive of you that is not you? Have you done that with your business? It really brings up a lot of different energy, doesn't it? So everything that is, everywhere you've bought the lies of others is true. Let's clear all that now. Deep breath in and release all of that on the exhale or pun pop. Wow. And everywhere you have cut yourself off from creating you and your business and recreating you. And we'll explore a little bit of what that looks like when the guest comes on. But everywhere you've done that, and everywhere you've cut off your conscious knowing, being, perceiving, and receiving when it comes to you and your business, would you like to clear all that now, please? Let's take a deep breath in. and release all of it now on the exhale for Pun Pak. So are you aware of what else is possible? What else is possible with creating and recreating you and your business? Have you been functioning from the space, from this space, or from one of limitation? So everything that brings up, let's take it and clear it now. Deep breath in. And release all of that now on the exhale or Pun Pak. So a couple more questions here. What different point of view are you willing to now open yourself up to when it comes to this? What would it take to choose something greater? What does this look like for you? And everything that will allow you to get clear on this. Let's clear it now. Take a deep breath in and release it all on the exhale or Pun Pak. Ah, thank you for all that clearing and being part of that with me. So now, let's go ahead and aim to explore this further with my live return guest. And what this is, what you and I can explore with this live guest, we're going to explore this further, of course, from a very interesting point of view, like I said. So I'm excited for us to find out what we can create more here, what we can generate more here, what we can discover here. So what else is possible now, my friends? I wonder. Again. So let's find out. Now, I would like to formally introduce to you, again, or reintroduce to you, my return guest. And his name is Jimmy Gillis. Now, Jimmy is a board-certified, licensed massage therapist, having graduated from Utah College of Massage Therapies in Salt Lake City, Utah, in 2000. He runs a successful private practice in Tempe, Arizona, while also operating a traveling continuing education business. He lives life in the fast lane while authoring articles for Natural Wellness Online and Massage Magazine nationwide, and so much more. So without further ado, I would love to bring on the return guest, Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Dr. Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. How about yourself?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on your show once again.
Well, welcome back, and I'm so grateful that you're here. And wow, I'm so excited to explore this topic tonight. So is there anything that you would like to start with regarding creating, recreating you and your business or anything related to that?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite quotes of all time is, when you step out of your comfort zone, you are stepping into your greatness.
Wow. Oh, my God. I love that.
Yes, it's just amazing how many people get used to living in the comfort zone, and there's nothing wrong with it per se, but when people discover that there's a greatness within them, they begin to love themselves more and love themselves enough to be great. It's amazing how much greatness we can achieve once we take those first couple steps out of the comfort zone, even if it's just, you know, tapping your toe out of it for a day, you find that it's not as scary as we once thought. And then we take those big leaps and more leaps and more leaps and bounds. And then we look back a few years later and say, wow, good thing I took that first step, because now I have a certain life that I never would have imagined otherwise.
Wow. Yeah. And it brings in that space, like you're saying, like it just takes a choice, and getting clear on what are the choices when it comes to creating and recreating you. And sometimes just taking that first step, like you said, creates something, then creates more the next step you take. And wow, I love how you describe that. And I'm wondering, is there something we could share with the listeners as a way to kind of get that started? Like, how would you maybe start with that, Jimmy, from your point of view?
I think it's amazing how many people don't realize their gifts and graces. I think if people would, in general, just begin to learn how to love themselves and recognize that you do deserve love. And love can have different meanings, certainly. But in this case, having a true self, a love where you honor where you are in life, you honor your life experiences, you honor how far you've come in life, and not letting other people define that for you. You should define that for yourself. But everyone has gifts and graces, and everyone has the capacity to love and be loved and be lovable. So I hope that people recognize, all your listeners are hearing, that they are lovable people. And once we recognize how lovable we are, it's profound how that shift mentally just allows me to say, hey, I've got a lot of love to share, and I want to share that love with other people.
Wow. I love that. I love how really, and I believe from some of the things we've talked about on the show before too, it really opens up a conscious space of being. So when you're in a loving space for you, from that space, anything can be possible. And it's really about living consciously in that light space, the loving space, where you can create something greater. And this idea of creating and recreating in a space where there's ease, where there's love, where there's kindness, it makes it so much easier, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, I agree 100%. And really, it's very possible for everyone. You don't have to be amazing guru or anything of that sort. Anyone and everyone has that capacity to love and be lovable. So I hope that people will kind of look beyond the typical what they see on movies or TV. You don't have to be, 5'5" female to be a yoga master, things like that. Just everyone has the capacity to be what they want to be and to spread love throughout the world. And once I do that, I recognize that out of my comfort zone, there's a whole lot of love to be shared in this big universe, this big world around us. It just takes maybe a couple of little initial steps. It might be difficult at first if we're not used to recognizing love. But even if we don't see it at first, we know that everyone has the capacity to love and be lovable. So maybe just taking a step back and forgetting some of the BS that the world has taught us, if I can say a word, BS the world has taught us.
Yes, you're welcome to say the rules then, Jimmy.
Okay, thank you. But once I pass beyond that limitation mentally, I can recognize that this human being in front of me is just someone who is lovable and wants love, and so am I. So let's share that together. And as we do that with other people outside of our comfort zone, we find that our vibration elevates, and we end up doing more with our lives than we never would have accomplished just sitting in my comfort zone.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I sense what that brings up is that everyone is here, like if we really choose, it can contribute to something greater, and that we all bring it in our own way. So whatever we bring in, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't have to look like Hollywood or a specific, let's say, invention of what this reality deems as great. It's when we're embracing our way of being and our joys in life, and we're choosing to bring that into the world our own way, it really is easy and can be lots of fun and taps into exactly what you're saying with the love, which then can result in business and creating something and even get paid for it and have fun for it. And like, wow, what's your awareness on that?
Oh, I think that you hit the nail on the head already, that our most successful business endeavors in life will always be an extension of our true self. Like think of the most favorite, characters that they seem to be an extension of who they really are. Like Robin Williams, his characters, we loved Robin Williams because when he was acting, he wasn't really acting. He was really being himself. And I think people resonated with that. So I think that when you no longer act in life, when you're really being yourself, capital B, capital E, being yourself, I really feel like then your business is really an extension of who you are. If I share love, it makes it even that much more abundant that I'm going to be attracting that back. But ultimately, the most successful businesses are truly an extension of you, not about the dollar signs, but really about expressing who you really are.
Yes. And you know what? I'm aware too, even in our reality, there are people out there living that. Like, even I will refer to Hollywood for just a second. Like, if we look at some amazing people like Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah Winfrey and people who, and other people in the world that are choosing to be themselves and showing up authentically, and even online and influences, that the ones that are really willing to step it up and choose to be who they are, the business actualizes as a result of their energy and their space. And I can speak for myself, Jimmy, like that's what I'm aiming for. And I sense you're totally being that yourself in our own ways. And I would be excited to speak or hear a little bit about how you're aware of that you generate and create that. And certainly I've shared with the listeners before how I do it as well, but let's start with you. And what are you choosing and maybe creating and recreating at this point in your world?
Oh, you know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because if you ask a lot of my students how I am, I show up very quirky, and that's okay. It's one of my things in my career. I've been given feedback by peers saying, hey, you're a little too silly, you're a little too quirky, maybe one too many jokes in class, but you know, that's okay, because I feel like I don't want to be stiff. I want to be authentic, and I want to enjoy myself in class. I would get super bored if I'm teaching just straight up monotone lecture. I would get bored. So I don't want to be bored in life. I want to have fun in life, and that's what I do in the classroom. And I hope that people see it. I think enough people recognize that I just want to be my authentic self and share success as well. So there's that piece of enjoying life, but also recognizing that life has given me a hell of a lot. And I'm so grateful that this massage career, this industry has saved my life in many ways. And I want to give back some success and show that if anyone is in a downtrodden part of life or is in a quagmire of life, that there is hope beyond what they see in the comfort zone. And if they, as they break through, as they create little tiny victories every day, like I did, you know, 20 years ago or so, I was creating little tiny victories in school and recreating myself. And 20 years later, here I am, and life is good. So I just can't wait for people to kind of have those similar experiences. And if I can be a part of that journey for them, I'm grateful for that too, because I'm in a phase of life where I want to share success.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's brilliant. And that's part of being willing and being in the question of creating and recreating yourself all the time. And I'm aware of like just using the tools I share with a lot of my clients as well as on this show, just this idea of living in the question and being in the possibilities and being part of the contribution of whatever we're creating, and also looking at these infinite possibilities, like this excess consciousness and living consciously. And everything you're speaking to really resonates with that, is that we will never become stagnant if we're willing to be in the space of what else is possible. And really, how does it get any better than this? Because we're in that question, the universe loves that question, but it's such a question of acknowledgement and gratitude and really being open to something greater than ever before, which is probably a whole nother show. But I really appreciate that your acknowledgement of like even where you were and where you're at now, and being in that space of giving back and also creating and recreating yourself all the time, I hear.
Indeed. And I think that's why I resonate with you a lot as well, Dr. Sarah. You are such a wonderful example of someone who lives her truth. And I love that about you.
Oh, my gosh, Jimmy. Thank you. I so appreciate that. That in and of itself is, if that's received to the world, oh, my gosh. Wow. I've done my duty here.
And I always invite students and people in general to ask themselves, are you a conversation for possibilities? I've known many people to not. It's really nice to take a step back and say, you know, let's forget the bullshit of the life and let's think about what is possible and speak in those terms. Colleagues have given me feedback saying, Jim, you don't really say no to people. I'm like, yeah, I try to find ways to say yes. Well, that's just my perspective of life. perspective of life is simply to what are the possibilities? Instead of saying no right away, how can I say yes? Is there a way to make things work? I bet there is. We just haven't found that way yet. So I really feel like that approach goes into my massage clientele. Like as we work with clients, hey, you know, is there a way to work with a fibromyalgia patient? Yeah, there is. We haven't found it yet, perhaps, but we will find at the next session. So I think there's just this view of life. And I think that I didn't have that long ago when I thought world was a certain way. But now that I broke out of that comfort zone, I realized, hey, there are possibilities and everyone is a genuinely good human being. You know, there's a abundance of love. Isn't that amazing how sometimes we don't really see beyond our four walls of our house? But if I just take a look outside the windows, I recognize the person behind, you know, in the other house across the way from me is probably a loving person as well. They love and are lovable. They love have loved ones. And I think that they just are trying to live life the same way I am, just trying to love as much as and find as much success as they can. So I feel like that just kind of break out of the four-wall mentality or the four walls on the screen, computer screens and cell phone screens. If we just like really be with people more, that might be the best way to break out of a comfort zone. Live your
truth. I love
truth
that. Yes, and really what it brings up, instead of going into the problem mentality, which a lot of times is more this linear world where people function or buy the lies as true, you do a problematic point of view, whereas you're speaking of the possibilities rather than going into what's the problem here and try to fix it, which is only going to the problem. It's really about like what else is possible and not even having to go into the problem. That's why you're in the question of, okay, I wonder what would it take to cure this ailment, or let's be in the question of what that can be rather than in the limitation of a lot of times how people function in this reality. And I sense what we're bringing to the table here, Jimmy, is this idea that when you get outside of the limitation and get into the question and choices, there's a whole new world that we can see from a different point of view. And it is very much a conscious point of view. It's very much from outside the comfort zone, from what's the norm of this reality into like, wow, who knows what can be created if we're, you know, in the space of being with one another and creative flow and recreating who we are all the time.
Yes, and isn't that a fun place to be? I think life is a lot more fun then.
Oh, so much more fun. And that's really, I agree with you. It's really about the purpose in life is to have fun and what can create that. And acknowledging the things that are heavy and not working, but don't go to the heavy that's not working to try to fix it. What can we create today? What can we recreate that hasn't been created that would change this right away? It's a great question.
There is. It reminds me of a concept that you may be familiar with in yoga called metta, M-E-T-T-A, metta, the act of living in loving kindness. And I wanted to read something to you. I would love to read this to you, Dr. Sarah. This is kind of like an idea of sending metta spirit to the suffering. But really, I want to kind of change a little bit of the wording to the direct listeners out there now. To really have a self-assurance that if we have a loving approach to life and a kind approach to life, the universe and the world in general will resonate that back. I really believe that. It's worked for me anyway. I really feel like that if we recognize, I'll read these four lines to you. First, may they be safe, but I'll change that to may you be safe. That as you break out of this shell or comfort zone, that you challenge yourself, but recognize that there you are safe in this world, that you're never put in a position to fail. The only way I think we fail is if we quit on ourselves. As long as we continue our efforts and push forward, we can only succeed and all out of that loving, kind spirit. The second line is, may they be happy. So I say, may you be happy. And I think that we can recognize happiness and joy. And let's just recognize it and just take it. Let's take it. Take all that joy in life. Just have it. It's there for us. Then may they be healthy. Well, may you be healthy on the way towards your business and an extension of you. The healthier we are mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, the more that will show up. in your business as well, in your life. And then finally, may they live with ease. I suggest, Dr. Sarah, you do a great job of this. May you live with ease. And all our listeners, mm-hmm. living with ease, knowing that we are on the right track. If we just come up with that meta mentality, that meta spirit, loving kindness to all, that is going to bring ease and comfort to our life.
That's beautiful, Jimmy. And I love the way you tweaked it and brought it in a different way for people to receive it. It's almost more on an individual level, which if we're willing to be that and receive that and know that and choose that, that it creates something greater in the world from which everyone can then be part of that or receive it in a whole different way. So I love how you tweak that.
Oh, I will send you this item for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And I sense that's a great thing for our listeners to take away with them. And is there anything else? Because we're getting close to the end of the show, believe it or not. I know we talked about we need like 3 hours to cover everything that we would like to talk about, truly. But is there anything else that's showing up for you or that you would like to share with the listeners that's going on that they would benefit from hearing?
I think that a lot of times we think about success has to look a certain way, but it's okay to take a step back, pause for a moment, and recognize that definition for yourself. Define it for yourself, and that not with the typical worldly idea, the mundane ideas. Just simply, what can success be? Live in that question and be okay with your response. It doesn't have to satisfy anyone else. If it satisfies you and brings you joy, then it's the right answer for sure.
Beautiful. Perfect way to segue out of our interview here, our discussion, whatever we want to call this, creating greater.
Our friendly, inspiring chats. I always appreciate this time here.
Well, I would love to have you back on again, Jimmy, at some point. As usual, I sense that we have much more to explore together here.
Yes, indeed. I look forward to that, too. It'll be a blast.
Okay. Well, look forward to it as well. So for
and
now.
Next time we do this, Dr. Sarah, you're invited to Arizona because it's only 75 degrees here. You can get out of that cold in Michigan.
I know. Oh, my goodness. I will look forward to that. That's for sure. Thanks so much for the invitation, Jimmy. Okay. So now the question of the week so that everyone knows what that is, and it is the title of our show, and that is, are you in the creation and recreation of you and your business? So are you in the creation and the recreation of you and your business? So be with that question. You know, it's not about getting an answer. It's just about getting some awareness on it or clearing with it, whatever you choose. I wonder, what will you receive from that? So now for our next episode, which will be 2 weeks from now, I am excited to have another return guest on, Sylvia Remington, and I'll be welcoming Sylvia to the show. And Sylvia and I will be continuing the conversation on, living consciously, and who knows, it will be determined what the topic is. But it will be definitely something related to living consciously and awareness, choice, and possibilities. Who knows? We will discover that as we get closer to the time. So join Sylvia and I on the next show, and that will be November 25th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I would like to close the show by thanking my guest, Jimmy Gillis, for joining us again today. Thank you so much for joining us, Jimmy. As well as thank each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you. I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host and for you joining me on this journey of living consciously. And I look forward to continuing to be part of your journey. So now, go forth this week and the following week knowing I have your back, knowing that being you and you being the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So go forth and be that, my friend.